Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Father, we're here to worship you.
Yes.
Father, you have something for us. You're going to speak to us, and you're going to give us something, Father, that we can put into our lives and use and make important to us, Father. May we receive what it is you have for us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Scripture verse this week is in John, the 11th chapter. This is a story y'all have heard many times. Preach a lot about this time of year, about this. I was over at our grandkids' house, and little Lee was playing with one of his little race cars. It's a remote control thing, and he drove it right into the wall. He busted it. The first thing he did once he broke that, well, first off, he blamed it on the remote control, like we do. And then he took that car that was busted and took it to his daddy and said, "Daddy, fix it." That's kind of what we do with God. When a situation comes up, when something is gone wrong, we cry out to God, "God, I need you to fix this." In our scripture verse today, this is the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus and Jesus. Lazarus becomes very ill. Mary and Martha say, "I know what to do. I'm going to get my daddy to fix this. I'm going to call Jesus. And if I call Jesus and he comes, he can fix this." See, Mary and Martha had seen Jesus do that.
Yep.
They knew he could fix this.
No.
And so they just felt like if Jesus got there, everything would be okay. Let's pick up the story. They have sent message to Jesus to come. In John 11, I'm going to start reading in the 17th verse. The scripture says, "Then when Jesus came, he had found that he being Lazarus, had been dead in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went out and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatever that you will ask of God, God will give of thee.' Jesus said unto her, 'Thy brother shall rise again.' Martha said unto him, 'I know that he's going to rise again in the resurrection at the last day.' Jesus said unto her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into town, but was in the same place where Martha met him. The Jews then went, which were with her in the house, and comforted her. And when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth to the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet and saying to him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and he said, Where have you laid him? They said, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. And then saw the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been there 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead had laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, Loose him and let him go.
Amen.
When Mary and Martha sent for Jesus, Lazarus was still alive, but before Jesus could be there, he had been dead 4 days. What we see here, when Martha comes to Jesus, we see this human person, Martha. Here we see Martha, a person that had faith, but she also had some anger in her, didn't I think? You know, from reading the scripture, it's like, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. It was almost as if she were accusing Jesus. It's your fault, Jesus. If you had been here, he wouldn't die. Now, that takes faith to believe that, doesn't it? Martha had some faith, but it was limited faith. She believed in part of what Jesus could do, didn't realize how powerful Jesus was. Let me pause here for a second and add a word of caution here. Sometimes we, like Little Elie, we have unrealistic expectations of our Father. Listen, sooner or later, everyone dies. Part of being alive is that one day you will die. None of us escape that. Unless Jesus comes, we will die. Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, but one day Lazarus died. That's something we need to understand. Now, I know it's hard for us to get a hold of this. It's difficult for us to let go of someone who we love so much. But sooner or later, we're going to have to accept the inevitable. It wasn't that Jesus doesn't care. Listen, we have this picture here of Jesus weeping. That's the shortest verse in the Bible. Well, you want to memorize a verse, memorize that two words. But even the Jews that were standing there, they could look and see how much this meant to Jesus. And then, see, Martha and Mary believed that if Jesus had been there, that Lazarus wouldn't have died, but they had yet to believe that Jesus was going to raise him from the dead. Jesus says, he's going to live again. And Martha said, well, I know. In the resurrection, we're going to live again. And Jesus said, I'm not talking about the resurrection. I'm the resurrection. I'm talking about right now. Mary and Martha still didn't get it. When Jesus wanted to roll that stone away from the grave, what did Martha say? Oh no, he stinks, man. He's been dead 4 days. She still hadn't got it yet. She had faith, but it had limits. Our faith needs to be unlimited. Lazarus, Jesus is there, and he says, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus comes out of there, still wrapped with bandages across his face and his feet and hands still bound. And Jesus turns to the people and say, unbind him and let him go. See, this is the kind of thing that Jesus did back then. It's the kind of thing that Jesus does now. When we look at this story about Mary and Martha and Lazarus dying and Jesus calling him out of the grave, there are some things that about Jesus that we need to see here. We need to get it into our heads because Jesus is always this way. The first thing we need to understand about Jesus is if we call him, he's going to come.
That's right.
If we ask for him, he's going to come. Now, he doesn't always come on our time. He doesn't always come in our terms. But if we cry out to Jesus, Jesus will come. He always comes. When Jesus was leaving the disciples, He promised them that they were never going to be alone. He may be gone, but he was going to leave them a counselor, a comforter. Listen, you and I, we may never see in our lifetime one of our loved ones to be raised from the dead like Mary and Martha did here. But we are not alone in our grieving, in our suffering. We are not alone. That's what separates us. That's how come we can get through those hard times, is because when we cry out to Jesus, he comes. We need to also understand how powerful he is. We don't want to just think and put God in this box. He's bigger than a box. Every follower of Christ needs to understand that Jesus Christ has power over both life and death. If it weren't true, we wouldn't have the good news to share. Listen, so many people worship this small God. And when you worship a small God, you are always going to run into trouble, because this small God can't do the miracles that our great God can do.
Amen.
This small God can't intervene in our struggles and in our situations the way our great God can. Our God is great. He is so great, he just speaks it and it happens. He is so great that he commands whatever it is he wants.
That's right.
We have a great God. How big is our God? Our God, understand this, our God is bigger than the need you have. God is always bigger than the need that we have. Jesus said to Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of that tomb. Is your God big enough to do that? Finally, we need to understand how much God loves us. It's important to know this, because many people really do believe that God comes when we call him, and we really do believe how powerful God is. But a lot of people don't understand how much God loves us. In the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel, the Spirit of God comes to Ezekiel and he leads him to a valley. And in this valley is filled with all these dry bones. And the Spirit says to Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel knew the answer to that. Of course these bones can live. God can take that which is dead and make it live again. God can take things that are but dust and ashes and breathe life into it. God has the ability to give new life to things that are dead, to reconstruct, to rebuild, to rekindle, revive things. Nothing is impossible to an omnipotent God. That's the way Ezekiel felt. Then God said to Ezekiel, that these dry bones, they represent Israel. These represent my people. And it was God's purpose to make this new covenant with his people. Ezekiel understood God's power. There wasn't anything wrong with Ezekiel's faith. What he needed to understand is how much God loved him and loved Israel. Listen, when we come to a time of crisis, we're crying out, "Daddy, fix this." We may have the belief that God can do anything, but do we have the belief that does God care enough about us? Is he concerned enough for us to want to do this? Not only do we need to know that God loves us and that he is concerned for us, when you look at this picture of Jesus weeping, how much he loved this family and how it touched him when all these people were there. It gives us a look into the eyes of the Father. Romans 8. It says, nothing can separate us from what? The love of God. There is nothing that can separate us from God's love. God loves us so much that he died for us. What does God have to prove to you to make you believe how much he loves you? Think about all the situations that you've gone through. How many times has God come to your aid and been there for you? God always comes. When we call, understand, God will come. Understand that God's power is omnipotent. There is nothing God can't do. He is bigger than any situation. He is bigger than any problem that you have. He is bigger than any need you may have. That's how big our God is. Not only does he have that power, he loves us so much that he wants nothing but the best for his children. You got to believe that. You got to understand how much he loves you. If you don't take anything out of here today, then there's no that God hurts when you hurt. He feels what you feel. And God wants the very best for you. There are some things in life that we have to go through. It's just part of life. Does that mean God doesn't love us? No. God wants the very best for us. We talk about all the time that God gave us everything we asked for. Boy, what trouble we would be in. God knows what you need. He knows what's best for you. He knows. God cares about you. And he has power over life, and he has power over death. That's how we can be comforted with our broken hearts. knowing that the people that passed before us, they're still alive. Amen. They live forever, and one day we get a chance to be with them again. And we can take comfort knowing that that's the kind of Jesus we serve. If you are here today, you feel like you're just lonely, that nobody cares about you, that you just feel like everybody's deserted you, know this: God will never leave you or forsake you. You are His child. When you cry out to Jesus, He will always come. Nothing you can ask God that's too big for Him to do. Don't serve a small God. Serve a great God. Serve a God that can fix what your problems are, because He's bigger than your problems. Amen. Know that God loves you, and He cares so much about you. And I truly believe that when we cry, He cries. Just like we see with Jesus at this graveside. Even the people around Him could see how much He cares. That's how much He cares for us. I pray today that you won't leave here today not knowing how big your God is, how great your God is, and how much that God loves you. Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we look at the scripture verse today, and we see, Father, we understand that if we cry out to You, You will come. That You will never leave us or forsake us, that You dwell inside of us. You have the Holy Spirit inside of us, Father, each and every one of us who've invited Jesus Christ into their lives. They have the Holy Spirit living within them. Father, if there's somebody here today that needs to invite You into their life, that today will be the day they do that. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Make today the day that you invite Jesus Christ into your life. Father, if there are people here today that are hurting and are confused and frustrated and brokenhearted, Father, show them what a great God You are. Father, show them that You can fix what's broken. And heal broken hearts and lift spirits up. Father, may we see how much You love us. Like Jesus weeping at the graveside of Lazarus because He loved him so much and then raised him from the dead. Father, raise us up. Raise our spirit. Raise our hopes. Raise our dreams. Raise us, Father. If we are dead inside, Father, You can just raise us back up. Father, we can be loosened to be the kind of person that You created us to be. Father, I pray today that Your will be done here today. Father, that's all we crave. That's all we want. That's all we look for, is Your will to be done in our lives. And sometimes, Father, it's a struggle and sometimes it's a fight, but it's always for our best, Father. And I understand that, and we understand that, and we give You thanks for that right now. Father, if there's anything that we can confess as sin in our life, Father, I ask that we will do that right now. Ask for forgiveness and let your forgiveness flow into us, Father, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God's going to lead us in a verse.